Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Good morning, everybody. We're broadcasting live from Miami, Florida. And I just want to thank everybody for their loyalty and for the emails they're sending in with suggestions. We get a lot of feedback, and it sounds like a lot of people are enjoying the show, and they're sharing it with their friends and their email lists, and we really appreciate that high energy. The purpose of the show is to keep everybody on a positive vibration and to share positive stories, good news, and healthy lifestyle tips. This morning's guest is going to be very interesting. We will have Sivana Avanami. She's a creative writer, and she has helped a lot of people with their careers, and she has a great blog. She has a lot of interesting things going on in her life, and one important thing is she's a very positive person, so we're going to have her on in just a couple of minutes, but first I'd like to bring in my co-host. Sherry, are you on air with us?
I'm on air. Hi, everybody, and hi, Patty. Yes, today's show is really going to be interesting. When I met Sivana, I saw and I knew that she had a lot to share, and I wanted our listeners to really be a part of hearing the great message that she has, and so I'm really looking forward to having her on with us. So as soon as we have her, then we'll bring her on. I do want to just talk a little bit about, you know, self-worth and positive affirmations. We were talking yesterday, and I just wanted to reiterate a little bit about that, about how important positive affirmations are and keeping your focus on not thinking about the negative. Change that channel, as I've said so many times before. And keep it on the positive channel, and don't get on that worry channel. Just cancel it. We have the choice now that we can make the changes and we can choose to think differently and to be able to move on and be the best that we can be. So with that said, as soon as we get Sivana on.
She's nice. So you're calling in. Let's see if we can pull her into the show. Good morning.
Hi,
welcome
Patty.
To the Good News Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Patty and Cherie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sivana. Sivana, please tell our listeners how to pronounce your last name.
I know it's a mouthful. It's Avanami. I told
Avanami.
You so.
Avanami.
Yes.
I got it now.
I think you got it, Cherie. You did. You totally did.
Okay, good, good. Well, we're really happy to have you on our show this morning. We know you have a lot of information to share with people through your writing, and we are using this show as an avenue to share positive stories and success stories, and you're just a great candidate to have on our show. So I'd like to start off with having you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to thank you both for having me on your show. It means a lot to me to be able to share my path with people because it is an opportunity for me to move closer to my vision, and that is where I'd like to start. Going back to what do I do and a little bit about me, I'd like to go beyond writing, and that is I've taken since last February the chance to first find my reason for being and then follow that reason for being. That has been through writing. It is not accidental that I write. I've been writing since I was 7 years old. I was one of those kids that would write when others were drawing. So it's something that I've been doing for a while. I had not before last year when I started on this project to follow my reason for being. I hadn't written for an audience. So it was a new project for me from that point of view. So that gives you a little bit about what I've been doing for the past year and a half. Before then, though, I am a self-proclaimed strategic job hopper and a serial entrepreneur. To your listeners, that means that I've had many jobs. To give you a number on that, that's 12 jobs in 10 years. I've also set up businesses in 3 continents, and I've worked in 6 industries. So that is, I guess, in a nutshell, my background. It's very hard to to grab in one sentence. So forgive me if I've rambled on, but I thought those were all important details to share.
They are, and I do want to say that I was really taken by your writing. So hearing that you started out at such an early age, I can see why you are so in your writing, and it comes through so well. So I just wanted to put that out there. I really love what you say and how you write.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I mean, it's because I wake up with my reason for being, which I haven't been keeping from your listeners. I just I'll put it out there, and that is in February of 2008, when I got a chance to listen to my core, it really came out, and it was I'm on a path to inspire and empower people around the globe to first create and then to follow and finally to succeed on their path. And that is what I wake up every day, or I have been waking up to since last February when I embarked on my book project, which is currently being considered. That aside, I also run a blog, as Patty mentioned in the introduction, and that is with my name. It's silvanaavinami.com. And there I've enjoyed greatly sharing the messages that come to mind that the experiences that I've been living throughout this year and a half, and they're all in line with that reason for being.
I like the way you put that, finding out your reason for being. We talk about finding your purpose and living your passion, but finding your reason for being is a different way of hearing it, and it sounds really good because it just puts it in a little different way, and you can, it's all about you, our reason individually, what is our reason for being, and I think when we tap into that more, each one of us, it puts us on a path, a different path, because we know what our reason for being is, and I really like the way you put that.
And I think once you know, you're really standing in your own power.
Exactly.
Well, it's no secret how I found my reason for being. I actually wrote a post on my blog, which is called Why on Earth Are You Here? And that was on January 25th. And it was three things that I looked at. The first one was my distinguishing skill, then my predominant interest, and then obvious strength. And it was at the intersection of those three traits of mine where I felt that aha moment that wow, I still get butterflies in my tummy when I speak about it. That's when I thought, wow, this is what I was put on this earth to do. This is what I'm meant to be doing. And when you both mentioned that it is empowering, knowing my reason for being, and I'll say this for everybody, it has led me to lead a life that I drive. I'm not being dragged. It starts from my core. And I can truly say that after I found my reason for being, I've been living my life from within my core. Getting to my core was a process all in itself, which I'm happy to share later on if that's the case. But what I wanted to say at this point is it's a Venn diagram, really, my reason for being of my distinguishing skill, predominant interest, and obvious strength. That said, again, I do have a post on my blog which will walk readers through how to find their own reason for being. Because, again, going back to my vision or my own reason for being, it's to empower people. And that's why I've written that post.
Well, that's great. And talking about your post and your blog, I wanted you to tell our listeners a little bit about that. And you want them to write to you. And I like the way you said the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you want everybody to write whatever. That was very interesting. And blogs are something that a lot of people may not know about, but it seems to be coming in the forefront now a lot. You're hearing a lot more about blogs. I also heard yesterday that there is a blog out there that people are actually able to make money blogging. So it's an interesting new concept that people are catching on to. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started your blog and what that is all about?
Yeah, of course, Sheree. Coincidentally, I currently have a post up on my blog which goes, "So you want to start a blog?" And this was inspired by several of my readers, and going back to the good, the bad, and the ugly, I believe in leading a transparent life, and part of that, the good, the bad, and the ugly comes from that. I want to be able to engage with my readers in honest conversations and get it out there. The honest comments of my readers is what makes me a better writer. And that's what is in it for me. From the reader's point of view, being able to get out what they have on their mind about what I write, their reactions, is a way for me to empower them to get to their core. No, to take away the veils of pretension. And that's why I encourage honest conversations, transparent and honesty. Transparency and honesty is very much something I'm an advocate of. Going back to blogging, in that post that is currently up on my blog, which I'm actually pulling up now, it's not a technical post. I'm not an expert in how to start a blog. There's many tutorials out there. YouTube is a fantastic resource for people who want to start a blog. It'll walk you through the different platforms that are available, WordPress being one of them, TypePad being another. That said, I'm not a technical person, and the fact that I was able to start a blog means that anybody can start a blog. The resources are out there. What my blog is about, that post, pardon, is more showing people what will guide the content of the blog, and I think that is actually a more important topic than how to technically start one, and it outlines the first thing that I mentioned in this post is very much what I did when I started my own project, is going back to my reason for being. Everything is driven by that. There's no two ways around that. There's no shortcuts around that. Once you know your reason for being, everything will start to fall into place. And that's what my post is about. So I suggest that if readers want to find out a little bit more about my own philosophy about blogging, that they go onto my blog and read it. Going back to the money-making, I want to make clear to your listeners out there, I'm not guiding traffic to my blog because I make money. I don't make money out of my blog, at least not yet. I'm always open to possibilities. I'm not going to close the door on that. I do believe that I don't see money as an evil thing. I see it as a sign of abundance. So I am open to that possibility. But at this stage, I do not make money out of my blog. More so, I get a lot of requests to promote products on my blog, and I have a very strict policy that I don't engage in that. If people who have products want to engage with me and then I can comment or I feel inspired, honestly, transparently inspired to write about their products, that's how I've gone about it. But anyway, I wanted to make that clear because I don't make money off my blog. I do know that there is a very big market out there for people who do, in fact, make money out of blogging. Again, I suggest for anybody interested in doing that, simply jump online and engage in conversations in the blogosphere. There's a ton of information that I don't think I could cover in the space of a radio show. So by all means, use that post that I've written perhaps as a starting point. And please, please always feel free to contact me. I'm happy to either let you know what I think or direct you elsewhere. I hope that has been helpful, Cherie.
Yes, it has. And so I just wanted to ask you a little bit because your expertise on career direction and helping people to get in touch with their career direction and knowing what they want and you know, can you just share a little bit about that with our listeners?
Uh-huh. At the premise of my project, and I keep going back to, I'll call it a book project, at the core of that is career ownership, and that is basically what has guided my project. And based on that, in helping people find their own careers, I believe everybody needs to take ownership of their career. And what I mean by that, again, is I'll mention, start with a reason for being. It's business planning 101. Know what your vision is for the next 5 years, or if that timeline seems too daunting, take it for the next year I read a quote by Henry Kissinger, actually. He said, if you do something important in your career for a year or 1 year at a time, your career will be taken care of. So play with that timeline. If it's 1 year that you feel comfortable planning for, by all means, do it. If it's 5 years, then stretch that timeline. But have a vision and a plan to execute what you're wanting to, what fulfills you. So determine what fulfills you. And there's a lot of background work that needs to get into, that go behind this to really uncover that. Once you have that, and the importance of having that really is, if you don't, in the absence of not knowing what your vision is, people risk being dragged by others who do. And I, every time I mention the word dragged, I think of this dog being taken for a walk and being pulled by the owner. They don't want to go for a walk, but the owner may want to go out for a cigarette break or they want to get some air. So the dog gets dragged outside. And that is what not having a vision and not having a plan feels like to employees. No wonder there's a lot of people out there who report feeling miserable. Now, this misery is not caused by outside situations. It actually is caused from within, from not having your house in order, basically. And that is what I write about. My book is about helping people get their internal affairs in order so that the filter through which they see the world is clear and is driven by them so that they own that filter. And that is what I base my work on, around inspiring and empowering people to own, take ownership of their career. And that's what the first steps are, is finding why you're here.
That's great. And you said something, you said find your career and run it like a business. Own your career and run it like a business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of your quotes. Yeah, I really like that. So, as far as like getting to your core and finding out more about what your purpose is, do you like to sit with yourself in meditation and quiet time? Do your answers come to you through that way?
Sharia, absolutely. I mean, my process of unveiling my core. I mean, I'm a very practical, left-brained person. However, I do have a soft center, and I believe we all do. What I discovered through this process is that it's a matter of letting your core speak. Or actually, I'll say it in another way. It's a matter of tuning into your core. Our core is always speaking. I believe it's that we move too fast and don't listen to our core. How I got to my core has been a process of meditation. I wake up every morning at 5 in the morning or 5:10, and I meditate for 20 minutes before I go to the gym, which is also part of my daily ritual, getting oxygen through my body. But going back to meditation, it's a way of getting my mind still so that it doesn't interfere, so that noise in my head is not an interference to the message that my core has to bring to me. So once I get that stillness, it's like a pond with no ruffles. I actually, before sitting down to meditate, I imagine a pond or a lake where a skier has just gone by, and it's full of ruffles, and then I let it still, get still and still, and once I have a clear water, that's how I picture my mind, and that's when I can really listen to my core, because the ruffles are interruption for all of us. That's
right.
One of the ways I've gotten to listen to my core. Another way is 2 years ago I became a vegan. So I detoxified my body as much as possible, not in a neurotic sense, because whenever I meet people socially, I say I'm vegan but not boring. I've got an 80-20 rule, which is if 80% of the food that I intake during a week, during the 21 meals that are that we consume during a week, I'm okay. If 20% isn't all good, well, that 80% is going to counterbalance and is going to take care of me. So that's my insurance policy. Now, having a detoxified body played a very big role also in listening to my core, because it's toxins were getting in the way. I didn't realize this until I became a vegan. So it's very hard to say that I can't take credit for saying, well, I'm going to become a vegan and I'm going to meditate because this is going to happen. No, I'm speaking hindsight, looking back. I'm realizing, I'm putting the pieces together and going, well, it is my meditation. It is my vegan diet. I also do a lot of sports as well, or I try to do aerobic exercises because I find that they oxygenate my brain. And being that our brain is our most powerful organ and it leads what we do, having an oxygenated brain is a very powerful thing as well. So I make sure that I get oxygen into it. Being that it is a very oxygen-demanding organ of ours, I give it oxygen daily by either spinning, I swim, I do yoga as well, which allows me to get oxygen deep, deep inside into my tissues. I lift weights, which strengthens my body, which also complements the holistic approach that I'm taking.
Wow, that's quite a day. I'm there with you also that, you know, it's not only, there's so many things that for me, like I want to keep myself in a centered place so that I can be open and allow all the possibilities that are out there to come to me. And in doing that, I have to put myself in the right place, the right situation, the right headspace, the right, you know, taking a look at, am I balanced? What is going on within me? Am I eating correctly? What am I putting in my body? Am I working out enough? Is my spiritual center? Am I spiritually connected and emotionally serene? So I find that that's also very, very important in whatever we're doing.
You mentioned that is quite a busy day or a full day. I do want to say something. Is I believe in sucking the marrow from life. I do enjoy life, as robotic as my schedule sounds. How it's easy is going back to having a reason for being. It acts as a magnet for all these things. More than a guiding light, it drives me to that. And every day, I do it effortlessly because my reason for being, I'm very clear on that, and I know that all these activities support my reason for being. I'm able to move towards it. Without a reason for being, none of these activities would make sense. They would be just rote and following robotic systems, I guess, and taking the person out of me. Because there's a reason for being, my container is full of life. And because all these things support life, it's easy to follow these, I guess, routines is what people would call them. It doesn't feel like a routine for me. I don't feel like that I lead a hectic life. I feel I lead a very purposeful life because of the reason for being. And I keep stressing that because if there's anything that I want your listeners to get out of this is spend time finding your reason for being. You will find that everything else will fall into place once you find that.
Yeah, well, it seems like, it sounds like that you are living your life to the fullest and giving, you know, putting 100% of yourself out there, and what you put out is what you get back, and that sounds, that's really great. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, like not being afraid to leave your comfort zone, and people that are in this particular place that they, you know, they think that they're comfortable because they're doing what they're used to doing, but they're not willing to take that risk to step out of their little comfort box to be able to stretch and to do something a little risky. And so, yeah, do you have any input on that?
Yes, the comfort zone and going beyond your fears. What I use personally, and I write about this in my book, is shine a light on your fears. And I actually also wrote a post on that. And that's, it's again, going back to keeping your house in order. If there's some rubbish in a corner, you want to pick it up. And that's how I see fears. Whenever I see a fear, I feel a fear, that is a cue. Instead of retreating in fear and paralyzing, I've taught myself to look at it and go, what is this fear teaching me? And I look at it very closely. I shine a light on it, and I go, what is this about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I manage to go beyond my fears. I'm fearful as anybody, mainly because we have a brain, and our brain, architecturally speaking, we have a neocortex, which is beyond our arcane amygdala, but still we have an amygdala, which is for millions of years or hundreds of thousands of years, pardon me, evolved to make us fight or fly away. And that is something that we deal with. If we didn't have an amygdala, we wouldn't be afraid. And we have mm-hmm. to be very with our cognizant brain, our neocortex, we must realize that we do have this animal instinct inside of us that is always tempted instinctively because it doesn't know how to do different. Just like our pupils contract, that is what the amygdala does. It makes us fight or flight, and that's how we survived for hundreds of thousands of years. Now, with our neocortex, we have the ability to bypass our fears, but we must be deliberate about it. It doesn't happen automatically. We have to teach ourselves. How I've taught myself is when I feel a fear, sometimes I do retreat. Of course, I'm not error-free, but more and more I'm learning fear. My cue is look at it, not retreat. Look at it, not retreat. And that is how people will go beyond their fears. Fears are important. Some fears are based on reality. Of course they are. But most are not. And we have to learn to question them, to go, well, why is this really real? Or am I generalizing? Am I catastrophizing? Is it really the end of the world? Does it always happen this way? Or is this an exception? And then when we learn to talk ourselves past our fears is when we are able to walk past our comfort zone. But I'll go back to something. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that before we go any further, because we may be running out of time, I wanted you to spell your first and last name for listeners to get that.
Sure. I live to spell my name, actually. It's S-I-L-V-A-N-A. And my surname is Avinami, A-V-I-N-A-M-I. For Spanish speakers out there, it's quite easy to pronounce my name, but I realize that I write in English, and I've been working in English the English-speaking world for 12 years, so I'm used to spelling my name, Sherry, so thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to do that.
Okay, yes. It's a very sexy name.
Oh, thank you.
So, I'm sorry to cut you off. And what I think that we have just about 2 minutes left. So is there something that you would like to just leave our listeners with?
Absolutely. I wanted to say something about impermanence in these times. Knowing that impermanence and change is the law of the land, that is how the world works, perhaps surrender to that truth and trust the process is what I say to people who are in the process of changing. Surrender as you would when you're lying down after a yoga class, and trust the ground, that the ground below you will hold you as you're going through the change. As well, take baby steps, and I have a section on my blog called Power Boost, and that is based, it's inspired by the Kaizen philosophy, the Japanese philosophy of constant and gradual changes. I'm not saying to people to jump into these changes straight off. No, take it a day at a time, step by step. Use what Jack Canfield says, the rule of five. If you're doing five things every day that move you closer to where you want to go, you're in good shape. Take it easy on yourself, be kind to yourself, and trust.
Thank you. So, yes, well, we wanted to wish you a fabulous day, and I hope you will come on with us again one day in the future. We wish you so much joy and success and please keep in touch and keep us informed in what's going on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. We've really enjoyed having you on the show. Okay, thank you, Savannah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. Sound like Patty, huh? Well, we just wanted to end with thanking you for listening in, and I'm hoping that you'll get a lot out of what you just heard from Savannah, and we wish you a great, great week. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, listeners. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned. www.goodnewsshow.us. Bye-bye.